and given his people in this church. Amen. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse number 2 reads, "And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah." Everybody say the valley. "And set the battle in array against the Philistines. The Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side. And there was a valley," but it's a valley. "There was a valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span, roughly 9 feet 4 inches tall." And now in verse 16 of the same chapter, "And the Philistine drew near," and I want us to capture this, "morning and evening, the Philistine came out and began to shout and to begin to give his threats morning and evening, and presented himself 40 days. This morning I feel the ministering spirit of the Holy Ghost here in a mighty way. But I feel also instructed of the Lord that God is intending for us to do something. There are many doors in life that require keys to unlock. Some doors, such as these sanctuary doors, you just push your way through. But there are some doors that are facing some in this building today that are going to require a key. And that key this morning is praise. Everybody shout praise. So I want you to get ready. I want you to loosen up. I want you to make yourself at home. I want you to make yourself comfortable in the Holy Ghost. And I want you to eliminate all the restraints on this Sunday morning and say, I intend to praise the Lord Jesus Christ with all of my heart. Hallelujah. I intend to praise Him. Come on, it doesn't matter if it's a Sunday morning or a Sunday night, a revival or a camp meeting. Every day, He deserves my praise. Hallelujah, Lord. God, we praise you. Glory to your mighty name. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Won't you find 3 people, shake their hand, greet them in the Lord, and tell them the valley belongs to Judah. Now, if you're going to praise the Lord with me, I want you one more time to just go ahead. We've already had confirmation through the service. Would you one more time just shake the rust off of your spirit? Hallelujah, Lord. Brother Bruce, I intend to give God my best praise today. Come on, I know it's early on a Sunday morning, but He's still on His throne and He's still been so good to me. Glory to His mighty name, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated. The valley belongs to Judah. Let me just encourage somebody to be loosed in your praise and your worship today. Let me just encourage you. What are you saying? I'm simply saying enough of that holding back attitude. Because sometimes we can even come to church and we can restrain ourselves or hold back a little bit because we may not feel quite comfortable, but maybe the right buttons haven't been pushed or the right song was sung or the right people are around us. Let me tell you something this morning. Jesus Christ is in the house. Therefore, that's always an occasion to praise the Lord. It's always occasion for you to clap your hands and to shout hallelujah and to magnify the name of Jesus Christ. No more will you remain silent. God has been good to you, and God has been good to me. It's time to have a breakthrough in our praise. I'm talking of a place called another level in our praise. Not where we've always been or the way we've always done it. I'm talking about a praise that not only shakes the gates of hell, but it shakes the gates of hell off of their hinges. I'm talking about something that's shattering, something that's going to clatter, something that's going to make some noise, something that's going to draw heaven's attention, and something that's certainly going to draw hell's attention. Go ahead, somebody, loosen up your spirit and magnify the name of Jesus. We've come to praise the Lord today. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Well, Pastor, you don't understand. Things are not good for me right now. Life recently has been unfair. As a matter of fact, I feel like I've been living in the valley instead of the mountaintop. Let me just suggest to you, if you are living in the valley this morning, or if you are currently in a season of the valley this morning, then praise Him in the valley. Why? Because the valley belongs to Judah. I said the valley belongs to Judah. Your valley that you're in, God has not forsaken you. He has not forgotten about you. He has not kicked you to the curb, and He's not chastising you. Sometimes in every man and woman's life, you're going to spend some time in the valley, but I choose to praise Him in the midst of that valley. Come on, go ahead. It's getting ready. It's like a keg of TNT getting ready to explode, which is going to release the glory of God in this place today. Where does a child of God get the power to prevail in tough times? And how do you acquire peace in a storm? And how do you walk through the valley of trial and suffering? How do we do that? I'm going to tell you how. You learn how to praise Him through it all. Whether it's tough times, whether it's a storm of life, or whether it's a valley that you find yourself in, we must learn to praise Him through it all. There's an old-time song that you used to sing. It was called Through It All. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Let me just tell you this Sunday morning that you have a God who you can trust. Man may fail you. Systems of this world may fail you. But I've learned that I can trust in Jesus Christ. No matter what season I am in, I can praise Him and I can worship Him. Obviously, there are so many directions we can go when we study the life of David. But one thing that we learn about the life of David is that he was not always happy. He wasn't always happy. As a matter of fact, there were times that he probably didn't always feel like praising the Lord. Anybody ever been there? Sure you have. That's why we don't permit our feelings to dictate our praise. We praise Him because we know Him. We praise Him for who He is. We don't always praise Him just because we feel like it or not. So the good news is this. The good news is if you feel like praising Him, praise Him. If you don't feel like praising Him, praise Him. So 100% of us in this building today need to take God at His word and the leading and the unctioning of the Holy Ghost today, that's saying, it's time to praise the Lord. You've been fighting too long. You've been weary too long. You've been overwhelmed too long. You've been sowing in tears too long. It's morning time. Joy is here. It's time to praise the Lord. Pastor, I'm in a valley. It's okay, because the valley belongs to Judah, and Judah means praise. Praise God. Hello, there is something settling in this place one more time. Would you open up your mouth, clap your hands, and begin to praise God from the back of the church to the front of the church. Come on from every side. I want our children to begin to feel something rumbling in the kids' zone classes today. I want our students down in that other building to begin to feel the hand of God begin to touch them where they are. I want those that are sick today in their beds at home to begin to feel the Holy Ghost settling upon them. If you're in a valley today, it's time to get through the valley. The quickest way to get through it is through praise. Come on, there's a wind of refreshing. I said a wind of refreshing that needs to sweep over our church today. You see, David didn't live a life continuously on the mountaintop in good times, or he suffered some very difficult seasons. He was ridiculed and rejected by his older brothers. We understand that King Saul hunted him and tried repeatedly to kill him, and His own children later on in life in his old age turned against him, attempting to take the throne. We see there are times in Scripture when he is very happy and there are times when he is extremely low. For you read about the psalmist when he was in a cave at one particular time and he's reminiscing of the good old days when things were well, or the mountaintop. But we also see what begins to take place in Psalms 145 to the closing of the book of Psalms. In every chapter, something happened. He had an epiphany moment in that cave when he felt like giving up, when he felt like dying, when he felt like throwing in the towel, when it seemed like life was unfair and everything was coming against him. He decided to do something. That's called encourage himself. I got a feeling he had a conversation with himself and say, enough is enough. Quit sitting here sucking your thumb. God has been too good. Do what you've always done. Get yourself up and begin to praise the Lord. And you read Psalms 145 to Psalms 150. Every single chapter has either I will extol thee or I will praise thee. I'm here to tell you the key and the solution to our dilemmas in the valley is to praise the Lord. Could we one more time go ahead and try it? Come on, you're stirring the pot. You're adding logs to the spiritual fire in this church this morning. Your praise is not in vain. You are being released and empowered at the same time. Every time you praise him. Hallelujah, Lord. I love you, Jesus. It's okay. Go ahead and get radical. Go ahead and get fanatical. We got too many passive people today that God has been too good. Let's open up our mouths and praise him. We see that there were times when he was very high and very low. But like you and me, David was someone who endured a full range of emotions that life can bring. Because living for God is the greatest life you can ever live, but you're still going to go through fights and struggles. You're going to still feel emotions and highs and lows in this thing called life. Because we understand that periodically we will all be faced with seasons of attack. There'll be seasons of difficulty. There'll be times when we become overwhelmed by circumstances. At times we seem to plunge not to the valley, but to the lowest part of the valley. But you can't forget that the valley belongs to Judah. I mean, have you ever taken a great vacation or gone somewhere to eat, somewhere just fantastic? Brother Sister Kelly, last night we were celebrating Sister Johnson's birthday, and we were talking about some things, and we were talking about some of the places you went on your sabbatical. By the way, it's great to have you and Sister Kelly back. We missed you guys. We just and a couple of us were saying, we want to go there. We want to do that. We want to experience what he's talking about. Have you ever been around somebody that comes back from someplace and begin to tell you this, how amazing it was, it's the best place you ever, it's the greatest food? They just could not quit talking about it. What happens is others hear you talking about it. They become very interested in what you're saying. And before too long, they're wanting to know more about what you're talking about. What is it that you are praising? What is it that you're so enthusiastically sharing all the details with everyone that will listen? What happens is some will even say, I want to go to where you went. All because of how much you talked about it. In other words, your praise. Everybody say praise. Praise. Your praise of the place cause others to want to experience it for themselves. The same can be said of the Lord Jesus Christ, of our God. Psalm 76 verse 1 reads, in Judah, God is known. His name is great in Israel. I've shared this before. Judah means praise. In other words, in praise, God is known. What does that mean to me? That says this: when you praise him, you make him known to others. By your praise, others will say, I want him for myself. I can't figure it out. I can't put my finger on it. But every time I walk in that church, the first apostolic, and they start singing that very first song, when people start clapping and people start singing and they've got joy on their face and victory in their, I want that. I want to go where they're going. I want to be what they are. I want to have what they have. Clap your hands and convince somebody that you've got the joy of the Lord in your life. Come on, somebody. Convince somebody. Sorry to make anybody uncomfortable, but the truth is simply this. God wants us to understand that we do not just come to know Him through mental ascension, just by what we read and knowledge of God. That's part and parcel of it. You come to know Him and all that He can do through worship and praise. It's a whole other dimension that you're missing if you're not participating in praise. What are you saying? I'm saying through praise, He will break the chokehold of the adversary as you praise Him. A couple weeks ago on a Sunday night, there were people up here. Bobby pins were flying everywhere. We had to pull them out of the walls, pick them off the floor. A few people were even assaulted by a few bobby pins here and there. I mean, this place was exploded in worship and praise. The Lord showed me a vision that night. The Lord showed me of chains falling off of people, literally just melting like butter on a warm piece of toast. It was just melting off of people. People were being set free. At the moment those chains were falling from them, their hands would raise in the air. They would begin to leap for joy. There was a freedom and a liberty that settled on them that was not that way when they walked in that building. I'm here to tell you, and if I've got to convince you 100 more times, that praise is the and worship is the way that the battle is won. Praise and worship sets the captive free because it draws the Spirit of God. Go ahead and clap your hands, but don't be surprised when you start feeling the Holy Ghost stirring within you. Go ahead and lift up your voice and your hands and start worshiping and praising Him, but don't be surprised when the Holy Ghost gets a hold of you. Come on, go ahead and try it if you need it. Try it if you need a strength in the valley that you're in. Hallelujah. See, God will break every chokehold of the adversary when you praise Him. But see, I know I'm the same way. We're all alike. We're flesh and blood because we all seem to struggle with the valley experiences, don't we? We struggle with those. But let me give you some spiritual ammunition when you find yourself in the valley. In 1 Samuel 17, the Philistine army had come to make war against the army of Israel. The Philistines stood on one mountain and Israel stood on another. And there was a valley between them in verse number 3. The Bible says that Goliath, the champion of the Philistines, stood over 9 feet tall. He carried a huge shield and a 14-foot spear, a mammoth-sized man. For every day, for 40 days, he would walk down into that valley to defy not only God, but also to taunt the armies of Israel and make a mockery of Saul. We need to understand about something about the number 40 because 40 is the number for testing. And Israel at this particular time was failing the test. We have to understand that Goliath was the very first thing they heard in the morning. And he was the last thing they heard at night. Day after day, the taunting voice of the enemy and all of his threats would fill their ears and begin to erode their confidence. Where there was faith, there is now fear. Those who study mental health will tell you that whatever dominates your mind in the morning and dominates your thoughts or your mind in the evening will begin to establish what kind of life you and I are going to have. When you go to bed and you're worried and you're fearful. When you wake up in the morning and you're worried and you're overwhelmed and you're fearful, it begins to erode your confidence and also your faith, just as Goliath's threats did to the Israelite army. You can follow that pathway if you want to, or you can follow the pattern found in Psalms 113. Psalms 113 verse 3 declares, "From the rising of the sun, in the morning, unto the going down of the same, in the evening, the Lord's name is to be praised." Yeah. on, it all comes down to one simple question. What kind of life do you want to have? Do you want to have a life of worry and fear? Or do you want to rise up and have a life of praise and joy and faith? The choice is up to you. Which one are you going to lend your ear to? Come on this Sunday morning, let's begin to praise Him and worship Him this morning. And tonight when we come back to this service at 6:30, we're going to praise Him again. On Monday morning, tomorrow, I'm going to raise up and praise His name. When I go to bed, I'm going to praise His name. Come on, I want to have a life of joy, a life of happiness, a life of peace, a life of liberty. Come on, clap your hands all over this building one more time. Come on, it's your choice. Fear or faith? Complaining or praising? Doubt or faith? Which one do you want? Hallelujah! My God, come on, one more time. We praise you, Lord. Come on, there's something sweeping over this place right now. Light bulbs are turning on. Revelation is occurring. Would you, everyone in this place, lift up your hands into the presence of the Lord? Come on, hell has been trying to beat you down, trying to occupy your mind, trying to defeat you and snuff out your praise. Somebody needs to use some reverse psychology on him right now and say, oh, no, you don't. I'm in a welcome place. I'm in a peaceful place. I'm in a sanctuary. I'm in a place of refuge where I can feel the power and the presence of God, and I can praise Him and not feel ashamed. I can open up my mouth and give Him glory without feeling like someone's going to make fun of me. I'm in a place where there's peace. Don't stop praising. Don't stop praising. The valley you're in, sure, it's there. It's real. But don't stop opening up your mouth. Don't stop praising. Come on, there's a battle going on right now, and it's not in your mind. It's in a valley place. Hallelujah, Lord God. My God. Give someone a high five and tell them the valley belongs to Judah. The valley belongs to praise. You see, Goliath wanted to occupy the valley, but he did not have ownership of it. That's how the enemy works. He invades territory that does not belong to him. You ever hear all those saying, I'm going to take back what the... Yeah. He had no right to take anything from you in the first place. God didn't permit it. We permit it. Therefore, we got to roll up our sleeves and get some ground back that we've lost. We've got to go back and take some things back. And some of us have got to be like the spirit of Jabez, and we've got to take new territory. We've been in the same place too long. It's time to expand our territory. It's time to expand our victory. It's time to go to another level. It's time to go to a deeper depth. Come on, let's praise Him deeper than we've ever praised Him before. Some of you have given God the same passive praise for 30 years. It's time to break loose and start doing something at another level. I don't mean to be rude, but I'm just telling you right now, your answer and your solution is if you would just get yourself up and praise God, you'll feel the power of God that brings forth victory like you have never had before. Come on, hell doesn't have ownership. The devil doesn't have ownership. You see, Brother Kelly, the valley of Elah belonged to Judah. It belonged to praise. The valley was in Judah or Israel. That's where that valley was located. And some of you here today may be experiencing or will experience a valley in your life. But your valley does not belong to fear. It does not belong to stress. Your valley does not belong to intimidation and worry. Yes, you may be in the valley, but the valley belongs to praise. Woo! Hallelujah. We're not fanatics. We just been clued in and found a solution, folks. We found what the answer is. And the answer to your victory is when I begin to praise the Lord no matter what. Could use every excuse in the world. Well, I can't praise him down here. I'm in a valley. This is not where I'm supposed to be. This is not where a child of God's supposed to be. God doesn't love me. Wait a minute. Let's look at the valley a little bit differently this morning. If the valley belongs to God, so does the mountaintop belong to God. If the mountaintop is going to get praise, and so, Brother Moore, is the valley going to get praise? Because the valley belongs to praise. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, hear your pastor this morning. The enemy wants you to give up on praise. He wants to silence your voice. But I got a feeling I'm in the right place at the right time. It's ready to blow the roof off this place, to shout until you've not got a voice, to dance until you've got no... Come on, to work up a lathering sweat, because my God is worthy. I don't care if it's Sunday night or not. It's got to have a time when we just break loose. We've been fighting too long. We've been weary too long. It's time to praise him. I'm walking through the valley, but I'm going to be singing. I'm going to be dancing. I'm in the valley, and the adversary is all around me, but I'm still going to praise the Lord. I'm going to blow his mind this morning. Turn to someone, tell them, never give up the valley to the enemy. Tell somebody that. Never give up the valley. He threatens you in the morning, tries to ruin your day, doesn't he? You wake up and there it is. You lay your head on the pillow at night, getting ready to go to sleep. And all of a sudden, thoughts of worry and fear start popping in your mind. It wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning. You can't go back to sleep. He fills your head all over again. I want you to hear me one more time. Never give up the valley to the enemy. God says the valley belongs to my praise. Whether you are on the mountaintop or in the valley, you and I need to praise God, because praise breaks the enemy's grip in your life. Come on, there's an anointing falling in this place right now. Won't you begin to praise him? I don't care right where you sit or right where you stand. Something is settling on this place. There's a mantle of victory. There's something labeled victory over you right now. It's for you. It's for you to obtain. You've got to reach for it, though. I want some of our musicians to come up right now. Would you begin to praise God? Morning, I'm going to praise him. In the evening, I'm going to praise him. On a Monday, I'm going to shout hallelujah. On a Tuesday night, I'm going to praise him. I know I've been to the doctors and I've got a sick kid at home, but I'm going to praise him. I'm going to walk through my house today and I'm going to dance and praise the Lord in every single room of it, because my God is great. He is greatly to be praised, and I choose to praise him in the valley. Come on, somebody do it. If you're in the valley, praise him. I invite you, I admonish you, I suggest to you, praise him. My Lord. Men of God, hold up holy hands unto the Lord. Come on, all the men of God, lift up holy hands unto the Lord. We're going to lead the way in praise. Thank God for our ladies and thank God for our women that know how to praise and worship God. But gentlemen, it's time for us to lift up our hands and begin to praise and watch and see affliction disappear. Watch and see sickness go away. Watch and see healing begin to move upon us. I'm here to tell you, we need to praise him in this church today. Don't wait until the battle is over. Somebody needs to shout now. I said somebody needs to shout now. Somebody needs to praise now. Come on, a couple of weeks ago, you were dancing all over this church. You were shouting and leaping for joy. Nothing was restraining you. You didn't know what was going to happen that week. But I got every single day a testimony following that service. One miracle after another. One blessing after another. One breakthrough after another. Guess what? It still works today. Oh, there's so much power in this place right now. Come on, why don't you lift up your hands all over this place right now.